Part 3, Building a Small Business That Works. Chapter 10, The Business Development Process. Tolerance for failure is a very specific part of the excellent company culture, and that lesson comes directly from the top. Champions have to make lots of tries and consequently suffer some failures, or the organization won't learn. Thomas J. Peters and Robert H. Waterman, Jr., In Search of Excellence. Building the prototype of your business is a continuous process, a business development process. Its foundation is three distinct yet thoroughly integrated activities through which your business can pursue its natural evolution. They are innovation, quantification, and orchestration. Innovation. Innovation is often thought of as creativity, but as Harvard professor Theodore Levitt points out, the difference between creativity and innovation is the difference between thinking about getting things done in the world and getting things done. Says Professor Levitt, creativity thinks up new things. Innovation does new things. The franchise revolution has brought with it an application of innovation that has been almost universally ignored by American business. By recognizing that it is not the commodity that demands innovation, but the process by which it is sold, the franchisor aims his innovative energies at the way in which his business does business. To the franchisor, the entire process by which the business does business is a marketing tool, a mechanism for finding and keeping customers. Each and every component of the business system is a means through which the franchisor can differentiate his business from all other businesses in the mind of his consumer. Where the business is the product, how the business interacts with the consumer is more important than what it sells. And the how doesn't have to be expensive to be effective. In fact, some of the most powerful innovations have required little more than the change of a few words, a gesture, the color of clothing. For example, what does the salesperson in a retail store invariably say to the incoming customer? He says, "May I help you?" Have you ever heard that one before? And how does the customer invariably respond? He says, "No thanks, just looking." Have you ever said that one before? Of course you have. In fact, it's a universal phenomenon. Now, why do you suppose the salesperson asks that question when he knows that the customer will respond the way he does? Because the customer responds the way he does. That's why. If the customer is just looking, the salesperson doesn't have to go to work. Can you imagine what these few words are costing retailers in this country in lost sales? Here's a perfect opportunity to try a simple and inexpensive innovation. The innovation. Instead of asking, "Hi, may I help you?" try this instead. "Hi, have you been in here before?" The customer will respond with either a yes or a no. In either case, you're then free to pursue the conversation. If the answer is yes, you can say, "Great. We've created a special new program for people who've shopped here before. Let me take just a minute to tell you about it." If the answer is no, you can say, "Great, we've created a special new program for people who haven't shopped here before. Let me take just a minute to tell you about it." Of course, you'll have to have created a special new program to talk about in either case, but that's the easy part. Just think. A few simple words. Nothing fancy, but the result is guaranteed to put money in your pocket. How much? That depends on how enthusiastically you do it. The experience of our retail clients tells us that by doing this one thing alone, sales will increase between 10 and 16% almost immediately. Can you believe it? A few simple words and sales instantly go up, not by just a little bit, mind you, but by a considerable amount. What would you do for a 10 to 16% increase in sales? The innovation. Again, for salespeople, a 6-week test. For the first 3 weeks, wear a brown suit to work, a starched tan shirt, a brown tie for men, and well-polished brown shoes. Make certain that all the elements of your suit are clean and well-pressed. For the following 3 weeks, wear a navy blue suit, a good starched white shirt, a tie with red in it, a pin or a scarf with red in it for women, and highly polished black shoes. The result will be dramatic. Sales will go up during the second 3-week period. Why? Because, as our clients have consistently discovered, blue suits outsell brown suits, and it doesn't matter who's in them. Is it any wonder that McDonald's, Federal Express, Disney, Mrs. Fields Cookies, and many more extraordinary companies spend so much time and money on determining how they look? It pays, and it pays consistently, over and over and over again. The innovation. The next time you want somebody to do something for you, touch him softly on the arm as you ask him to do it. You will be amazed to find that more people will respond positively when you touch them than when you don't. Again, to apply this to your business, you or your salespeople should make a point of touching each customer on the elbow, arm, or back sometime during the sales process. You will find, as our clients have found, that there will be a measurable increase in sales. Innovation is the heart of every exceptional business. Innovation continually poses the question, what is standing in the way of my customer getting what he wants from my business? For the innovation to be meaningful, it must always take the customer's point of view. At the same time, innovation simplifies your business to its critical essentials. It should make things easier for you and your people in the operation of your business. Otherwise, it's not innovation, but complication. Innovation, then, is the mechanism through which your business identifies itself in the mind of your customer and establishes its individuality. It is the result of a scientifically generated and quantifiably verified profile of your customer's perceived needs and unconscious expectations. It is the skill developed within your business and your people that is constantly asking, what is the best way to do this? Knowing, even as the question is asked, that we will never discover the best way. But by asking, we will assuredly discover a way that's better than the one we know now. In that regard, I think of innovation as the best way skill. It produces a high level of energy in every company within which it's nurtured, fed, and stimulated. Energy that in turn feeds everyone the company touches, its employees, customers, suppliers, and lenders. In an innovative company, everyone grows. There's no doubt about it. Innovation is the signature of a bold, imaginative hand.